this is Nazia. How are you? I'm good, thanks. I just have a few questions. I have an 05 WRX. I want to rebuild it. At the moment, it's driving, but it's got a rocket cover gasket, needs to be changed. So that's just a small problem. That aside, I want to rebuild it. I just want to know what's the best way to go about it and roughly how much it's going to be costing. So my plan is to build a forged bottom end. I want to external gate it, and I want to put a front mount intercooler. Obviously, I want to add more power and a bigger turbo, all of that sort of stuff. And right now the car is completely stock. There's no modifications to it at all. What is the 05? I am assuming. Yeah. So I'm thinking a safe 250. Mm-hmm. That's no, because I was looking into that. So that's the 207, right? The EJ207. Yeah, that's what I was looking into. Now my issue with that one is, I get it, that one's it's already done and you just kind of put it in and you're good to go. Whereas a forged bottom end is more of a building sort of thing. But the research that I've done on it, I feel like a forged bottom end would be much more stronger, especially if I wanted to put more power later on. So it would always just be between 250 and 300. I don't think I'd go more than that, but I just want it to be a really strong, and safe 300 as well. Whereas I know with the EJ207, I know that if you're going to start pushing over 250, there might be some, issues. I feel like the forged bottom end is much more stronger. Okay. 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 Right, okay. Right, yeah. Okay. So just the motor, yeah, okay. And then all the other stuff would be on top, the ones that... Okay. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the head will be... Okay, and the head will be built? Okay, so obviously it won't be... Okay, right. Okay. And what's the time frame to get it done? Yeah. Okay. Yep. Right. Okay. So you're doing. Okay. So you're taking the engine out. You're doing all the whatever, and then once the car's there, it's all going back in. That's about 3 weeks. So it's about. Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, sure. Okay, sure. And it's just a drive in, drive out. Now, would that come with a tune after all of the stuff is done? Okay. 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 What? Okay. Now tell me that the car that you told me that you did and it was making 300. Was that just the 207 bottom end? Yeah. Right, okay. Right. Ah, okay. Yeah, okay. I think that's probably where my issue is. I don't know if I want to go to E85. I don't know. I'm still tossing between it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my issue is it. Right, okay. And if you were to just have it on your normal 98, what's the best approach then? Okay. So, right. So that's even okay, and that's regardless whether it's a forged bottom end or the EJ207. But okay, it doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. Right, okay. Right. Okay, that gives me something to think about. Okay. Okay, cool. I'll think about that and then I'll probably give you a call back maybe next week sometime of when to book it in, because obviously it'll be for next year now. Yeah, so I'll come in and yeah. Right. And also, because I have some parts now, is that something that I should bring in, or should I just like let you guys just do it all? Okay, I just have the it's brand new in the box. It's the front mount with like the whole kit. The intercooler. Process left, I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay, yeah. And I was gonna buy the external gate kit, but I don't know if I should bother if I'm gonna just do it with you guys. Yeah. Okay, so just don't bother. All right. Okay. Done. All right, not a problem. Well, I'll think about that and I'll give you a call next week and then we can kind of go from there. All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks. Bye. Bye.